Hello, hello, everybody. This is Yu Jung. Welcome to Thirsty for Art. So today we're going to talk about how to show the value of art therapy service to people out there. And there are, I think, three things that I want to point out today to help you kind of demonstrate the value of art therapy so that ultimately you can get clients, ultimately you can feel like you're doing important work and do fulfilling work. All right, so let's get to the first point. One way to show the value of art therapy service to people. Number one is actually something that you don't have to do, something that you don't need to do, and that will help you show the value of your service. That is stop trying to convince or persuade people. So first things first, you gotta stop trying to convince or persuade. So what I mean by this is you can really just stop trying to change someone's mind when they're not open to changing it, really. When they are hell-bent on resisting to see art therapy's value, when they're dismissive, when they're unwelcoming of any other viewpoints, or even maybe downright rude, now your job is not to convince anyone of your service's value, right? Of your value, even. If someone doesn't see the value, or if someone is not open to seeing it, and you're trying to convince them, it's all a waste of your energy and precious time, right? Because at the end of the day, we cannot change their minds, right? And so we're just wasting our energy and time onto it. And so I think that sometimes we have this like pressure and need to convince and persuade people, even if they're not seeing it, right? And I think the reason why we have that pressure or need is because underneath it, we have this need to be liked and to be understood by everybody. Like, we want to be understood by everybody. But the truth is that not everybody needs to like you or understand you or praise you, or, and the same goes for our work and our services, art therapy, right? Not everybody needs to like art therapy or understand it or praise it, right? We can let go of the need to have everybody's love and appreciation. We can let go of trying to make art therapy this thing where everybody loves it and appreciate it. It doesn't have to be appreciated by 100% of the people on earth, right? Because when we try to do that, we're wasting our time. We're so focused on the outer things, on other people who probably will not even care, that we cannot even do our actual thing that we're here to do, which is our therapy work, right? So instead of wasting our time, we can actually do the thing that we want to do, which is our therapy work. Do our therapy. Give your all to our therapy work. Like, do not spend energy and time that is not serving your work, like doing your work, right? And give it all, and you'll see that nobody's gonna stop you. Nobody can stop you, because if you are determined and decided, I mean, there's nothing in your way. So maybe you're thinking now, with that said, but if people don't see the value of art therapy, how will they sign up for it? How will they actually do art therapy, book me, book my services, right? You have to keep in mind that there are two types of people in the world, to just simplify. One is people who don't see the value of art therapy and will never sign up for it, or never need it, maybe. And there's two, the second group of people is people who see the value of art therapy, and they love it, they like it, they're interested, and they're waiting to sign up. They're dying to sign up. So those are the two types of people here. And the fact is that there are millions, actually billions of people on earth in this world, and so many of them need help. So many of them are struggling. So many of them will need art therapy and will want art therapy too. So there's not going to be a shortage of people for sure who will sign up for our therapy for services, for sure, because there's billions of people on Earth. And we're talking about online services here too. So that opens up to even more people, right? To actual billions of people. So let me tell you a little bit about my kind of experience. So this is what I realized when I started my own business. You know, all along, when I was trying to work in the clinical realm, like doing clinical work, doing the 9-to-5, working at different organizations, I saw so many instances where I experienced instances where it felt like people didn't understand art therapy, first of all. And also they didn't see its value or importance, right? Everywhere I turn, here or there, you know, I saw instances where people really didn't understand it. People didn't value it, right? Truly. But instead of me surrounding myself with those people and staying in that same situation where I wasn't respected or valued, or my work was not respected or valued, I chose instead to put myself in situations where people came to me to provide art therapy services. They actually came to me. They were like, I'm interested, give me this, right? And I did this by starting my own online art therapy business and non-clinical business. I could do this because I had an inkling in my mind somewhere that around the world, somewhere, people will want art therapy. No matter if there were people in my immediate surrounding who didn't see its value, who didn't see its importance, no matter, even if that was the case, I had an inkling in my mind that somewhere around the world, you know, probably reachable by online, people will want art therapy. People will love art therapy and respect it and see its value. So I'm going to show up and share about art therapy online so they can come to me. And so then I will naturally be surrounded by people who want art therapy, who value art therapy, who see its importance and who need it. Yeah, that could happen only because I stopped trying to convince or persuade people in my immediate surrounding, right, in my situation, and stay in that same employed situation, you know, art therapy situation in the clinical work, right, clinical environment, right? I stopped putting my energy into that and I pivoted and found a place, or even created my own place, where people loved art therapy. People were interested, constantly asking me about it, constantly wanting it, right? Demanding it. So you have to know that there are people who love art therapy. It's a fact. Who are interested in it, who want it, right? And your kind of role here is to stop wasting your time on people who don't see the value, because they're in the world, there will be people who don't see the value of it, and there is no use trying to convince and persuade those types of people, because you've got work to do to help the people who do see your value, right? All right, so the second thing that can help you show the value of art therapy to people is actually, you have to be the one who does art therapy, who does it first, who tries it out, you know, art therapy, who practices it, who embodies it, who know and feel what the value of it is in our skin and bones, right? For people to see the value of art therapy and actually try it out, you want to be the first one who does it, who demonstrates it, who embodies it, who's in it, right? You're basically demonstrating its value through your doing, through you spending energy in it. So how does it actually look like in real life, right? This looks like continuously reading about art therapy, doing the sessions as a client yourself, right? Not just a provider, but doing the sessions as a client, doing workshops, doing groups, doing, of course, one-to-one, improving your game as an art therapist, really studying it, going more in-depth in the materials, the mediums, exploring new mediums even, and having your own art practice, right? A studio, maybe even. So those are examples of how you can just do it, embody it. Because the most powerful way to persuade someone is to actually show them instead of telling them about the thing. Sometimes, you know, as humans, you know, when we're talking, a lot of the times when we're listening to someone, it just like goes over our head, especially if we're not interested, right? It's just like one ear in, one ear out, right? And it's just a thing that we do as humans. So, I mean, we cannot help that. However, when we actually feel it, when we actually sense it, when we actually experience a thing, it's a wholly different thing, right? Like talking about bungee jumping is easy, but actually bungee jumping is like, oh my gosh, my heart's pounding. It's exciting, or it's freeing, liberating, right? And so the experience of it is so much more powerful, and how you transfer that, right? How you transfer that energy of actually experiencing is actually when you can show them visually, sensually, I don't know, like whatever way, energetically, when you show them instead of telling them about what you're doing, it's so much more persuasive. So be the guinea pig, convince yourself the power of art therapy, remind yourself again and again through your own direct first-person experience why art therapy is powerful. Because I think that sometimes we talk about art therapy, we know its importance, we know its value, right? We've went through books. However, it's, you know, sometimes we forget. We're just humans. And so we just need to get deeper and deeper and deeper into this practice. When you are convinced of its value, when you are totally convinced, and you can explain to yourself what its value is clearly and, you know, on the spot spontaneously, then you can do that with other people easily and naturally, even without trying to convince anyone, even without trying to persuade anyone. That's how I felt, you know, or that's what I experienced when I was able to just tell myself how art therapy was powerful and important. I found myself like not even thinking about it and just doing it with people, even when I didn't need to convince anyone of anything. So such a powerful thing. If you can be the guinea pig, if you can be the one in it, doing it, embodying it, that can be the most powerful thing that you can do to demonstrate the value of art therapy to people who don't know about it. And the last thing that can be really helpful in demonstrating the value is really, if you want people to appreciate art therapy's value, you have to appreciate them first, right? There is a sequence to this. So understanding the sequence is important. To be appreciated, to be valued, we give appreciation first to people. We value other people first, or give value to other people first. Just like how, like in relationships, a lot of people realize that, you know, when we want to be loved by someone, we probably need to love that someone first, right? If we do not love that person first, it's probably difficult for that other person to also love us, right? So if we want to be heard, we hear people out first, just like that, right? And so it's the same. If we want to be appreciated, if we want to be valued, we can give that first to people. And then it's so natural and easy to receive that back. So what this actually looks like is we would actually relinquish the grasp and the hyper-focusing on my art therapy, right? So we would stop grasping so hard to get someone's appreciation and validation for our thing. And instead of that, we would actually shift our focus to the other person, specifically your ideal clients. And we will be thinking, what are they dealing with right now? What are they struggling with in their life right now? What are their pains right now? Like, what are they staying up late ruminating about? What keeps them up, right? What drains their energy? What do they truly, truly want inside? What's their dream, right? What's their wishes? What's their needs? You're gonna be like asking questions around those things and trying to understand them first, trying to appreciate them first, trying to understand where people are. You're probably going to really empathize with them, right? Yeah, because you know how it feels, or you understand. And so if we take this into like real life, right? Like if you take this into social media, what this will look like is actually you creating content where you say, you know, I know how it feels like, right? I know that feeling. I know, I understand that experience. It is hard to blank, 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 right? Whatever your ideal client is dealing with, right? You will really show people empathy and understanding. And what you do, and this is honestly basically the appreciation. You're really appreciating other people first. You're really seeing other people first, hearing them out first. And what happens afterwards is, going back to the example of the social media, when you do show them understanding and empathy, how you bring that to you receiving their appreciation and you receiving their understanding of art therapy is that you demonstrate that, you know, about art therapy and how that comes into picture to help them, right? You demonstrate how your service comes into their picture, into their life, right? You demonstrate how art therapy can help them with their specific problem and achieve what they want, their wishes, everything that you've talked about previously, right? And so that's how art therapy could really shine, right? When you position art therapy as this thing where it really makes sense for them to have an experience because they're dealing with XYZ problems. So for people to appreciate art therapy's value, we can really give them understanding. We can give them value first. And here, what I mean by value is just understanding and empathy and just hearing people out, because that's valuable, right? You kind of demonstrating with your actions that you care about other people, right? And so why this works, why you appreciating them first, why giving value first works, is because when you do that, when you help someone, when you understand that, empathize with someone, when you really put them as the focus to serve, what that really signals to your subconscious is that you are saying to yourself that you already have what you need. You already are appreciated yourself. You're already valued yourself. You know that you have value inside, or what you offer has value. And so you don't need to seek validation. You don't need to seek other people's appreciation first. You don't need their appreciation first to fulfill this emptiness inside, that this need inside that we have to be appreciated and to be valued, because you're already assuming that you already have that inside. So you don't need other people's stuff first. So you instead come from a place of just serving. You're just like, I already am fulfilled. Let me help people. Let me give them understanding. Let me appreciate them first. Let me see their value, right? I mean, when you are really demonstrating or sharing your understanding of people's struggles and problems, you're demonstrating, you're illustrating that you care about people, right? You care about them. And that means you value them. So you valuing other people first, just everybody, if they're human, they always naturally want to give back, right? When you feel valued, you always tend to value other people as well at the same time. right? That's just how things go. So last thing is really to just remember that for people to see the value of your offer of art therapy, you can really value them first. You can really appreciate them first and see them first. And it's gonna be so easy for them to see the value of art therapy in return. All right, so here is a little summary of how to show the value of art therapy service to people. Number one, stop trying to convince or persuade people, because that's a lot of wasted energy and time that you could spend actually serving people who want it, right? And there are always people who want art therapy and are interested in it and see its value. Number two is, for people to see the value of art therapy and try it out, you have to be the one who does it first, who embodies it, who's the guinea pig, who is just living, breathing this thing. So be the person who lives and breathes art therapy, and you're going to show them instead of telling them the value of art therapy, which is even more powerful. And the last thing is, for people to appreciate art therapy's value, you can value the people first. All right, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're going to have more episodes on, you know, developing our career as art therapists and also growing our online businesses as art therapists and art facilitators. So stay tuned, subscribe, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.